cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk, the show where we talk about all things Keller Williams and his music. Cheese is joining me today, if you can't hear him. Anyway, hold that thought.
Cheese is love bombing me. I'll be back in a moment.
So, for today's episode, we are talking about Camp Keller again, a topic so nice we had to bring it up twice. I'm sorry, I had to do that. So I gathered around with one cool Chuckster, Mr. Chuck Brown, Mr. Locke McShane, and Dexter 420 was there as a quote-unquote fly on the wall. Sweetness 60, Bugby 55, Matt and Terry, and Priscilla and Chris kind of hopped on real quick. I don't even know if there's actual usable audio, but they were at least in here for a little while too. So, please enjoy some more stories of camp. There we go.
I was on the last podcast. I'm just here to be a fly on the wall.
All right. Well, anybody? Okay. Let's establish who's going to be on mute and who wants to participate.
I want to participate this time.
I want to participate.
Okay. Chuck and Locke.
Yeah. I'm in.
Okay. Bugby, Dexter.
I'll participate.
All right. Thank you, sweetness. Dexter, you can join in if you feel motivated. Just because you were in the last one doesn't mean you can't join in.
There may be times I have to, but I'll try and stake one.
We'll participate. I don't know how to keep it even.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to just go in order down by how you guys show up on my screen. The last round, we did three questions. It started with, what was your favorite moment from camp? And then, what was your least favorite? And then, what you would like to see for potential future camps?
Bad luck. I just broke my bong.
Oh, no. That's shitty.
You can leave that one in there, I guess. Spider, thank God.
Oh. So, we can do the same questions. I haven't thought of any new questions. And then we did a follow-up question, which escapes me. How did your meet and greet go? I think that one...
Dropped out yet.
That will be an interesting story.
Okay, so why don't we start with that one and see how long that takes to go around since we do have more people. Maybe just having one question will be good.
Well, the favorite Keller moment I definitely went in on.
Okay. All right. So how about we do favorite Keller moment and how your meet and greet went?
Good for me.
All right. What do you think, Mr. McShane? You usually have a good, honest opinion.
Can I not go first?
Certainly. You're not first on the list, so that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay.
Oh, Alrighty. No. Is it alphabetical?
It looks like it is. Excuse me a second. All right. So.
Let's flip the interview. Go-go.
Ooh. I like the way you think, sir. Let's save that for the end. All right. So, Mr. Bugby.
Yes.
I'm gonna start with you. So, what was your favorite moment with Keller or at camp?
My favorite moment was probably... reassuring me about who I thought Keller was. There were a lot of random just Keller sightings around. And actually, my son and my wife had three just chance encounters with him, and he just kind of hung out and pushed my son around on his skateboard. And
oh, wow.
I said, nope. I'm like, what was I? Where was I? What was
oh, you didn't even get to witness. Oh.
My sister and brother-in-law and my wife and the kids were all out behind the tent.
Mm-hmm.
I was in saying goodbye to all you guys, and I walked out, and him and Ella are just sitting there at the table and, you know, just chatting about whatever. And we were walking away, and he goes, "Hey, Vermont, thanks for the meat stick." He was asking for a Slim Jim, and she actually had like a Vermont Slim Jim.
Oh, so my God, that's funny.
I mean, he gets off the stage. He's like, "I need a snack."
Oh, so how did your meet and greet go?
It was great. It was getting down to the wire, you know, before he had to go do sound check.
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually the last ones in our group that got to go up.
Oh, really? Wow. Cutting it close. Yeah.
But wow. Again, it was cool. You know, he probably saw me standing there with my book and my little hat on, and he, you know, went right to my wife and kids and hello, you know.
Aww.
It was cool.
Yeah, he signed your hat then?
I actually went back in after I left, and I was like, oh man, how did I not? Yeah, and he's just like, I wondered why you didn't have me sign it. But he was funny about it too, because he like looked at it and made sure it was, he's like, you want it centered right on the front?
Oh my God.
On the top or the bottom?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough choice. What did you pick? You picked on the top, right?
Yeah, right on the top of the visor.
So others could see it, but not you. Interesting.
I know it's there.
Okay. That's all you need. Just that reassurance that it's up there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So I think you and I need to coordinate. It's time for you to do an interview about your past history with Keller. So I'm going to be nagging you to get on here by yourself.
Yeah, we make that happen for sure.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to move on to Mr. Locke McShane. How about you? What was your favorite moment from camp?
I just think the meet and greet was the most fun.
Oh.
I pretty much talked to him about his equipment, since that's sort of my thing. And it was, you know, it seemed like he had a lot of new stuff. And I asked, he did get a new looping board, but he hasn't figured out how to use it.
Oh, really?
The 600 is way more complicated than the 300.
Oh, boy. So it's a new toy he hasn't played with yet. That's interesting.
It does, I think, just so much more that he hasn't really figured it out. So he's still using his old one. But
oh, I'm really curious to see when that thing starts.
Yeah.
Really living up to its expectations. Wow. Well, thanks for that heads up. That's really exciting. Nice. Alrighty then. So I guess that's kind of the same answer for the next question. So I'm going to ask you, what would you like to see different for future Camp Kellers?
More days. More Keller-centric. I mean, like bingo and all that sort of stuff should have been Keller stuff.
Amen. I completely agree with you. That really bothered me.
Yeah. It was just like, wait a second.
Nice. All right. Have you ever experienced anything quite like Camp Keller? Oh, that's a good question. I'm sorry. I didn't think of that sooner.
Yeah. Festivals where I've had backstage access was almost like that. Yes.
Nice. Awesome.
You know, there were times when I was traveling with Leftover Salmon and I got to be everywhere, and it was that. Oh. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome, dude. All righty. Well, thank you, sir. And now we're going to move on to Matt and Terry. And I would like to hear each one of their perspectives individually, please. Once you get off mute.
All right. There we go. I think I'm in.
There you are.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let Terry go first. What her favorite part of the weekend was. Oh, go ahead.
You go with that. And I'll
we're each doing them individually.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I went both.
Pay attention to the moderator, please.
My favorite part, I think, were the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because that's where we were all like gathered, and so many people just really getting a chance to walk around and talk to each other.
Oh.
Whereas during the music, as you well know, Go-Go, we don't talk to you during the show. So
you know it well.
I loved Keller. I loved hearing his everything was awesome. I thought he picked great music, the whole shot, but.
Oh yeah.
The gathering of the people. That was a lot of fun. We had a lot of friends there and it was great.
that's kind of along the lines I was going to go on was just no matter where I went, there was a dweller there or a Jamaican friend or somebody somewhere doing something, and it was just so great to have, you know, 50 plus people wander around in such a small space. Not that it was that small. The place was actually a lot bigger than it looked on their little map. But
it was huge.
Yeah, just and meeting new dwellers. And that kind of thing. I guess if I had to pinpoint one moment or one time frame, it was Saturday night, long late, sitting down by the water with the McHughes and Dex and Chris and listening to Amy laughing up on the balcony, and Kelsey's down there with us with some others. I think Chuck might have stopped by. And we're just being so fucking silly and so loud. And it was just the sound was just bouncing off of those trees on the other side of the water. And I just kept yelling, "We loud." And it was like my giggly moment for the weekend, and great memory. Great time with the McHughes. I knew I was going to love those guys, and and they did not disappoint.
Aww.
Really, really fun people.
They really are. They're something else. Oh, my God.
I could butt in for a quick moment and tell Matt.
Right. Yeah. That.
Did you just shush him?
And let's see. Okay, the meet and greet. My favorite part of the meet and greet was talking about the upcoming Steve Poltz Shut the Folk Up show.
Oh, yeah.
Got a shot of me. I think it's Chuck got a shot of me, and I need to look for it again. And I'm trying to get my hat tipped down, and he's reading my hat, and it's a Steve Poltz hat. And I'm like, man, I can't wait for those. And he goes, yeah, that should be fun. And I explained to him that he's played at our house 5 times, and he's like, you're kidding me. No, we're pretty tight with Steve. And so that was kind of cool talking to him about those shows at the meet and greet. And
that's awesome. And
the fact that when we first walked up, he stood up and walked around. He's like, Matt, Terry, you know, it's so great that he knows us and loves us.
Yeah, that he knows us by face now.
It's kind of cool.
It's crazy, right?
It really is.
The funny part about that meet and greet for us, we're standing in line. It's almost our turn. There's, I don't know, 4 or 5 people maybe in front of us. And Keller stands up and goes, I got to go hit my bong or go smoke some pot. He said something about he's got to go get high. He needed a 10-minute window to just go get high before he did all of our meet and greets. And we were all like, yes, go for it, Keller. And he just ran out the back door, and he was gone. I don't think it was 10 minutes, but probably 5 minutes. And he came back, and he's like, all right, let's do this. It was awesome.
I saw the back end of that. I was sitting in front of that building because I knew he was in that building. And
stalker.
Yeah. But I didn't see him come out. But all of a sudden, he comes running up the hill towards that building. And he's by himself, and I'm sitting there by myself holding my book. And he goes, hi, Ms. McSprinkles. And I waved, like dorky waved at him. I don't think I said anything. I don't remember. But then he said he had a water bottle in his hand. He goes, I needed water for my bong. Can't have dry bong hits. So,
great. Yeah.
So I saw the back end of that, him going in there to get high.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, that was great. And,
all right. Well, thank you, guys. Now we're going to move on to one cool Chuckster. It's your turn, Mr. Chuck. Hi.
Okay. What's the first question here? Well, like my favorite Keller moment, it was Friday night after the first show. I went up to that round and I got, because the guy that worked there earlier told me there was going to be a drum circle up there after the show was over and that I should come check it out, even though it wasn't on the list. So I told everyone. Up there, and I sat down and I grabbed up a drum, and it was just that counselor that was running the place and the drum guy that was had all the drums and me and one other person at first, and there was 4 of us, and then like 2 more people sat down and grabbed drums, and we were up there for a good 10 minutes, and then Keller comes walking in with a pair of maracas, sat down and started playing with us, and I tried to, like, I just put my phone on record and set it down. So I got to record all the time that we were playing. It was about 10 minutes we went at it. So that was really cool. Before I ever even met him, I got to sit down and actually play music with him. And I was like, man, and I texted you guys and said, hey, I'm up in here. You guys want to come check this out? And nobody showed up. So that was like my Keller moment.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good, awesome instance there, sir. I'm very happy that you had that moment, but I'm extremely jealous. And I'm very mad at myself for not checking my messages. Dang it.
I think I texted Dexter because I wasn't trying to sit there and start playing with my phone when he sat down like that guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You don't do that. That's not a thing.
Yeah,
so.
But yeah. And then there was one time in the roundhouse when I was over by the bar getting a drink during the time Keller was playing. And all of a sudden I'm over by Matt and Terry and Ella was over there with her brother. And they both come running right up to me and look at me. And she's like, this sucks. He's taller than me. And she stands up on her tiptoes, all cute like, and leans on his shoulder. And I'm like, man, I wish I had my camera. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, but you know what? You could still beat him up. And he goes, oh, no, he's stronger than me. And I go, I know, but you're a girl and he needs to mind his ways. And she goes, yeah, and starts poking him.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The meet and greet was awkward for me because I like had all these things in my head I wanted to say, and I had just taken pictures for everybody else. And I go up there and immediately he's like really stoned, man, because he's like, hey, man, how are you, dude? And I'm like, hey, it's finally nice to meet you and this and that. And he starts like pawing at me and I'm like, this is weird. And he's like, the shirt. And I thought he was talking about the flannels that we all wear. And he starts like poking me in the chest. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, you know where I got this. And he asked me who made it. And I thought he was talking about the flannel. And he's trying to get to the shirt underneath because I had my Keller Time shirt that Chris tie-dyed. And before I know what's going on, he's got me half undressed. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So I took my flannel off and had him sign that anyway because I didn't really have anything.
Nice.
The whole thing, like I mentioned, I did tell him, you know, we do appreciate you playing No Rain. I had to wear that tutu thing all day long. At least you made it pay off. The meet and greet was awkward because they always are for me. It was more the times I got to meet him sitting at the picnic bench where he signed my flag after it was all over. And he's just sitting there with his kids and talking to everybody normal. Like those are way better. I went down the hill and he was on his skateboard skating around and he skated right over to me and said hi. And that was kind of cool.
Wow.
Best part of the whole thing was getting to be with all of us. That was really awesome. I just wish it was another day.
Me too, dude. Me too. Well, I think we're all in agreement that that's what needs to happen out of all this is one more day of camp.
I wouldn't mind seeing a day set. I like music in the sun outside.
Ooh, you have a very good point there, sir. I like that.
Getting in at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday and leaving Monday morning would have been a great improvement.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been the perfect weekend.
And yes, more like music during the day would have been really fun.
I was really hoping for sitting around a campfire with him and his guitar. I was really disappointed that didn't happen. I felt like that was a given.
That was the scene for it.
Yeah, so.
That's what I was trying to tell you before, was that that's what I really appreciated, was how he took little moments just for, you know, if there was a couple people sitting somewhere, he'd just kind of make a moment for them. And he always paid attention to,
yeah,
you know, yeah, show respect to the little guys there, the young fans. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd not get any of those random Keller moments during the day.
He went out of his way to just be present for the most part. And whenever he was out, he was friendly to people instead of just trying to get to where he was going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. He's not like that at all. Not
even like when he came in and out of the thing when we did the drum circle, nobody mobbed him. He came in and when he left, he acted like he went to go get another drum and just kept going out the door.
That's fascinating. Oh my God. What a moment. That's just great. Alrighty, guys. So let's go on to Miss Sweetness 60. So it's your turn, my dear. Tell us about your favorite Keller moment or your favorite camp moment, excuse me. And then how your meet and greet went.
Wait, I might have.
I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you remember, but you gave my sister this purple sequin coat.
That was your sister?
Yeah.
And it freaking,
made her weekend the most out of everything. She was just like, just kept being like,
"You're kidding me.
Can you believe he just took it off and gave it to me?" So I got to give you a little thanks because it, you know, made my sister's weekend that much more special.
Aww.
Look, I had no idea it was her. It was your sister at the time. And she's like, she almost refused to take it. It was funny. And I'm like, "No, really, you have to. I hate this coat now." And she's like, "That's ridiculous." And I'm like, we both got hands on it. We both let go at the same time and it fell. And I'm like, "Honest, I don't want this coat." Did you guys hear what happened with the girl that sequin got caught in the hair? Uh-uh. And she, yeah, some, so there's this, I'm dancing and just having a good old time. This chick's like, hey. And my sleeve of that coat got caught and she had a couple of hairs stuck to it.
Oh my God.
Because it's all sequins. I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And she's like, she just looks at me like, and I'm like, "Honest, I feel terrible." And she's like, not like, you know, letting me off the hook. I'm just like, "Oh fuck, I'm so sorry." Right from that moment then, I knew I was going to find that girl who commented about digging my coat and give her the coat. And that's how that all came about.
Wow.
Yeah. Just wanted to share that simple gesture made someone's weekend.
Well, that's cool. I'm super glad about that. Cool.
Candy's unmuted, but she's having an issue. She says she can't hear Go-Go.
Oh, no.
Have a Moonbeam. Oh, Moonbeam joined.
Yeah.
Hi, Moonbeam.
What's up, party people?
Oh, you have a nice clear voice. I like that. You have a fancy microphone, don't you?
No, it's my phone, but I know how to project.
Damn, you do. Well, I need to get you on a podcast episode too. You and Scylla. I'm coming for you.
Sure.
You're going to have a good chunk to cut out of this, Go-Go.
That's okay. Keeps me busy.
Even when Keller did sign my Grateful Dead flag at the picnic bench, like, I asked him if he had a pen. I'm like, "I don't want to be that guy, but, you know," and he's like, "Oh man, well, I don't have a pen." And he was like looking around for party. And after a couple minutes, he got up and took off for a couple minutes and he came back with a pen. So he like went just to get a pen to sign my thing. I thought that was pretty awesome too.
Wow. That's great. You had such a great time at camp.
I really did, man. It's like, I wasn't even looking for Keller. I was just hanging out and it just kept happening. Good things are meant to come to you.
I guess. Nicely done. Alrighty. All right. Sweetness 60. Is there any chance that you're there and you can hear me?
I just asked her to try to come back in the room. She's going to try coming back in to see if it works better now.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I can hear everyone except Go-Go.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's really weird.
But okay. I can't hear anything Go-Go's asking anybody.
Aw. That's weird.
Oh, I heard whoever said that.
Go-Go.
How on earth?
Okay, well, we just had a really good time.
What was your favorite camp moment?
I'm going to let Mikey talk because Mikey's here too.
Okay.
What's my favorite camp moment? Oh, there's a lot of favorite camp moments. Actually, I'm surprised that when they were taking the pictures and all of a sudden I thought I was in the back of the pack and now I'm in the front of the pack taking, you know, pointing left and right. And I don't know. There was a lot of good times I had there. Food was really good. I enjoyed getting fatter. There was a lot of music was really good, enjoyable. I think the crowd was enjoyable. I met a lot of new people, a lot of friendly people. That was a good time. So I could say there was had a lot of good times.
It seemed like you were having fun, Mikey.
I did. I had a lot of fun. My fun meter is still on definitely high.
And as far as my favorite part of camp, I think was just meeting up with everybody that I wanted to sign my book and give them a bottle opener / keychain and getting a chance to talk with Keller's wife and his kids and, you know, seeing another side that we don't see when he's up on stage or even in the cellar, you know.
Mm-hmm. That I gave the pipe to?
But I think my favorite, oh man, I don't know, probably was Friday night the solo set because I just love watching him solo. I get to watch the looping. I get to hear everything he's doing, not the band is doing. You know what I mean? So that was my favorite part, I think, of the whole thing, other than just being around all y'all because you're all so awesome.
Oh, well, tell them we said thank you, or I said thank you.
Go-Go says thank you.
Aw, you're welcome. Oh, wait, and that's another favorite moment. Go-Go, you and I were sitting outside of the boathouse around a tree sharing some stories, and that really warmed my heart that we got to spend time together that night. So an added special thank you to that evening. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Ask Go-Go if I gave her a pipe.
And Mikey wants to know if he gave you a pipe, Go-Go.
He did, yes. I love it.
And I can't hear you, so it doesn't matter. So someone's going to have to tell me.
Yes, he got it. And I love my pipe too, Mikey.
I don't like this at all.
The way you said that was funny.
She can't hear me. Okay.
Whoa.
Go-Go is saying that she doesn't like not being able to hear you, Candy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll just keep moving forward. Right. Hopefully it all records okay. So
the second question was,
what do you want later and edit it in like you're the one asking her the questions?
So the second question was, how did your meet and greet go?
Thank you.
I loved it, but I was so dumbfounded and I left everything sitting there. And through the day, I'd be like, oh, shit, where'd my pen go for my signing of my book? Oh, I left it on Keller's table. Where'd the hell did my pop go? Oh, shit, that's still sitting on the table. My phone is still sitting. So like half hours at a time or 15 minutes at a time, I'd be like, oh, hell, I left it sitting on the table because I was just like, so
That is funny.
I got to see him many times through the day. I just didn't always get to talk to him.
Wow. I like that. I like that tactic. All right. Please tell Sweetness thank you.
I have a multi-meeting greet, I guess.
Go-Go says thank you very much. Both you and my wonderful stories.
Well, thank you for including us. I know I didn't get an invite, but he was here and I went on Discord to just get the thing for the Dropbox for the photos to show it to Mikey. And then all of a sudden, oh, hey, that's right. She's recording. So thank you for letting us jump in last minute.
Heck yeah.
Go-Go said heck yeah, Candy.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dick.
She did, and Mary, Matt, and Terry love theirs too.
Yeah, Go-Go said she did get hers, and yes, Matt doesn't really use it. It's mine. It's mine.
Awesome.
That's fine. It doesn't matter who. It's as long as you enjoy it. That's all.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying having my very own pipe. I don't have to look for where it is. I don't have to dump out all the old ash. I just know where it is.
Nice.
So thanks, Mikey. Yeah.
And to say, I did make those pipes.
I wish I would have got one.
Awesome.
Who? Who's that? Who's
Jax?
No, that was Chuck that said that. But I do agree with Chuck. I missed out on that too.
Well, I didn't have as many as I wanted to give out.
I like as many pipes as I can get my hands on.
By the way, Amy just told me she's at the Keller show right now. She's all caps. He played no ring.
Awesome.
Oh my God.
Mikey took a picture and sent it to me of his collage from Camp Keller. I'll send it and share it to all you dwellers.
Aw.
On Discord.
You. Yay.
So, all right, we're ducking out. Love y'all. Mad Keller, right. Love TH.
Are you still there, Matt?
Love you.
Can someone tell Sweetness bye?
That one.
Bye. See y'all.
Good talk, everybody.
Alrighty, and I need your guys' addresses. Mikey's gonna make some more pipes.
That's cool. That's a fair trade.
All right, he might not right away because he's been busy helping me out, but you know, soon enough.
Yeah, whatever. My birthday's in 2 days. We'll just call it that.
Alrighty, cool.
All right, man. Everybody have a good night.
Yep, you too. Love y'all.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you guys.
For today's random Keller jam, I have a really good one. I stumbled across this. I was looking for something. I was looking for something that had a drumming element to it, since we talked about the drumming, like with the drum circles. And I just stumbled across this song. It's labeled on archive as percussion jam. And I'm like, I'm looking for percussion, whatever. So we'll listen to it. Oh my God. I'm so glad I listened to this. I think this song had sex with me. Whew. It was a very, very intense moment listening to this. Whew-ee. I'm going to listen to it as soon as I'm done recording this. I really like the percussive beat to it. And I really like the techno sound he adds to it. And it's just a good solid jam. So I'm so happy I get to share this with you guys, because if you're ready for it, if you can sit down, take a minute and really enjoy this song, probably with headphones, it gets you. Get ready to go have sex with the song. This was at Kent Stage on October 11th, 2009. And he was at Kent, Ohio. And there's a review. I'll try to post a link in the show notes or whatever. There's a review that you should go read. It's really, really well written by Fluffhead67 back in 2014 about this show. So go check it out after you listen to the song. All right, if you excuse me, I'm going to go smoke some pot and go for a bike ride with my husband. Peace, love, and K-Dub.
You gotta quit your day job and quit school and go on tour if you want to hear all the songs. Just can't play them every night. What can I say? It's a luxury problem.